Welcome to Ink Drinkers,
a literary tea party podcast
where we discuss books
and drink tea.
Hello.
Hello. We're here at my parents' house for a episode recording. I have not slept. We are here because our driveway is currently being demolished. Hopefully by mid next week, it's just so beautiful that all I want to do is stare at our driveway.
Marissa is so delirious right now. This is entertaining to me. And actually, I think I would like for you to just keep going on for the whole episode. And that's what this will be. No books, no nothing.
We have to talk about books.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to want to listen to my irrational banter.
Probably not, but I do. I downloaded this app called Sweat, and it's like a workout app.
What?
I know.
I'm glad it's not something else. I don't know what else that would be.
Maybe like a
detox,
hot yoga, yeah, or like
that's workout,
like a sauna, something or other.
A sauna app?
Yeah.
You stand in your...
My dad has an app for his sauna.
Okay.
He can change the colors of the lights and stuff or something. I don't know. Anyway.
That makes sense.
This particular app is for working out, though.
What kind of workout?
So you can either use it at the gym or at home. But, like, I don't belong to a gym, so I said... home. And I know. And then you like tell it what kind of equipment you have, and then it'll recommend workouts, and then it just like shows you like do a squat, and then if you need help on how to do a squat, then it has it on the screen for you. But if you don't need help, then you just do the number of squats, and then when you're done, you just tap next and it goes to the next exercise.
I like this. Do you like it?
No, I really liked it.
How much is it for our viewers?
So it's
our listeners.
Our viewers. And I didn't even think anything of it. I was like, yeah. sorry, we're apparently both pretty delirious. So it's $20 a month if you pay monthly, or it's $120 if you pay annually, which cuts that in half.
Sure.
But they run specials. So, like, I'm doing a 7-day free trial right now, but there's an option in there for me to get, like, 3 months for 99 cents each. So, but anyway, and then it'll time it for you. So if it's a timed exercise, it like counts down for you, and then it'll just beep at you when it's time to stop. It was really nice. I loved it because I could listen to my audiobook while I was working out.
Yeah.
Which you can't do if you're doing like a workout on the TV or something like that. Or obviously in a gym with an instructor.
Right.
But what all of that was just to say that I just did basic exercises. I did like squats, crunches, push-ups, reverse lunges, and maybe like one or two other things, and I'm so sore. Like very, very sore.
That's the indication all over that things are quickly falling apart. We are now a fitness podcast.
I'm gonna actually talk you through your next workout. So I need you to pull
Jamie's
out.
Discount code for Sweat is sorry.
Swipe up.
anyway, I'm sorry, I just snorted.
It's a cool app. Someone from the office recommended, not the office, the TV show, but my office that I work at, recommended it to me.
Wow, that'd have been it's been around.
It could be like one of the like actors from the office that I follow on Instagram or something.
It could.
That's why I had to clarify.
Thank you.
I don't think I follow anyone from The Office on Instagram, but...
Nope.
You didn't know that, so...
I follow The Office bloopers.
Oh, that's fun.
It is. It just brings a little joy into my scroll.
Your scroll. All right, we're trademarking that. Okay. Should we... I don't know.
Let's talk about books.
Books? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think people are tired of us. I'm tired of myself, so... I'm just tired.
I'm tired of you. Right. So my book, if you'll just give me a moment to pull it up here on Goodreads so I can remember the author's name. I do remember the title. It's called You with a View. Oh, I think the author is Jessica Joyce, but hang on, it's coming up. Yes, Jessica Joyce. I did remember it. Okay. I will say from the beginning, A, please don't tag the author in this Instagram post, because I liked the book, but I'm not going to gush about it.
What's the rating?
I rated it 3 stars.
Okay.
I expected to like it a lot more. Mm. And Carrie recommended it to me, so I was like, oh, this is going to be a winner.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Carrie.
Sometimes we just have different tastes.
I think it was just bad timing, maybe, okay. And I just forced my way through it because I wanted to finish something.
Sure.
But anyway, let me tell you about it. So Noelle's grandmother passed away recently, and she's taken it really hard. They were very close. They had a special connection. That part of the book I like really related to, and it like really made me miss my grandmother, which was hard, but also, you know, like it's nice to reminisce.
For sure.
So her grandmother recently passed away, and she's going through some of her grandmother's old things, and she finds these old letters from a man named Paul, and that's not her grandfather. Ugh. And, but this is from a long time ago, like way before her grandfather was in the picture. And she's like, who is this man? I thought my grandmother and I told each other everything, and I've never heard of this man before. What is going on? So she has a photo of him. So instead of like, you know, asking her parents what's going on, cause she figures it would be too hard for her dad to discuss. And he probably has never heard of Paul and would be like, oh my God, but my father, you know, whatever. Anyway, so she decides she's going to post the photo on TikTok with a little bit of backstory and see if anyone knows who the man in the photo is.
Okay.
Well, someone comments and says, that's my grandfather, and it goes viral. So she like wakes up to like a million views on her TikTok or whatever.
It's a guy, right?
It's a guy. And he says that his name is Teddy. And she says that her name is Elle, even though her name is Noelle. Because it's like, I don't know you. I don't know if I want to give you my full information, whatever.
Right. Smart.
I know. So they agree to meet up. And he's like, I'm going to bring my grandfather with me. Let's meet up at this cafe or whatever. And in walks her high school rival, Theo.
No.
And his grandfather, Paul.
No.
So his grandfather does call him Teddy, but everybody else calls him Theo. Yeah. So they have, you know, start discussing her gram, as she calls her, and their relationship that they had. And Paul, the grandfather, agrees to, like, tell her the story and show her the letters that he has from her grandmother and all this kind of stuff. And amongst their things, they find a plan for a honeymoon that Paul and her gram were planning to take. They obviously never got married, but they were planning to.
Okay.
And so Noelle says, can we go on this trip together? She's at like
with Teddy or with both of them?
Well, it's supposed to just be like her on her own. And then the grandfather, Paul, is like, well, I'll come with you. I would love to do that. And then Theo like joins in. She and Theo are both kind of at like turning points in their lives. They're, I don't know, 30s, like late 20s, early 30s, I think. And they're both having career issues and whatever. So they need to get away for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So they decide that the three of them are going to go on this trip together. Okay. On this honeymoon that never happened, vacation. And it's a romance, so I'll let you figure out the rest.
Where do they go? Can you tell us, or is that a...
I could if I remembered. Vegas. They went to Vegas.
Okay.
Maybe Arizona at one point. It was all like West Coast-ish kind of stuff.
Okay.
Because they're based in like San Francisco area. So it was cute. I did, again, really appreciate like all of the plot line of her and her grandmother's connection and all that kind of stuff. There was some good chemistry between Noelle and Theo, but I don't know. It just didn't like spark for me for some reason.
It happens.
Yeah, it does. It was a cute book, though. Your turn. The end.
So I wasn't going to do this book, but it's the only thing that I was able to get in.
Oh, man. We're such bummers.
No, it's so good.
Wait, are you messing with me?
No.
Wait, it really was good.
It was fantastic. Or it was really good because it was Funny Story by Emily Henry.
I was so confused. I was like,
I wasn't going to do it because we've just done her so many times.
Well,
and I didn't, I was going to maybe mention it and just give a little quick thing, but I couldn't. It's all she read. But it was great.
It was good. No, you tell me about it.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you about it.
So Funny Story is Emily Henry's newest novel that just came out, I think in April. Of course, it is narrated by the one and only Julia Whalen. It was very Emily Henry. The main characters.
Wait, so in my Instagram poll, did you choose Abby Jimenez or Emily Henry? You chose Emily Henry, didn't you?
100%, yeah. But I haven't read a whole lot of Abby Jimenez.
What?
I haven't read like all of them like you have. I just, because you read them, so I have to read something else so that we have something to talk about.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, well,
no. I mean, I can read her newest one and we can do a joint.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Okay. Offline.
All right,
tell me about Emily Henry's book.
So Daphne is our main character. Well, Daphne and Miles, really. But Daphne is engaged to a man named Peter at the beginning of the book. And she's been with Peter for a few years. And they
Can
are,
I just stop you and say that even though I've read this, none of this sounds familiar to me.
Well, good. then
what is wrong with me?
Then your response about, you tell me. Maybe you were wrong.
All right, continue.
So they are supposed to be getting married. And he goes on his bachelor party.
Mm. Okay, I remember now. Okay. Continue.
He goes on his bachelor party, and he has his groomsmen, as well as his best friend, who happens to be female. You can see where this is going.
Yeah.
And, you know, Daphne's always been super supportive because, you know, she's just his best friend who happens to look like a model. No big deal.
Nothing nefarious there.
No, and he's told her. They're just really good friends. Yeah, we're just friends.
Nothing would ever happen between us.
I love you. So he comes back from the bachelor party and he seems a little off. And she goes to give him a hug and he basically like holds her back and pretty much tells her that he hooked up with his best friend and that they're planning to be together and that they are going to give her a little time. They're gonna leave and go on a trip so that she has time to get her things together to move out of his house. She has recently moved from her wherever she lived previously, I don't remember what state it was, to where he wanted to live. I don't know if it was home for him. I think so. So she picked up her whole life, quit her job, moved there. He bought a house in his name. She's not on it. They're not married. And she's like, well, where are you going to go? And he's like, no, you're leaving.
You're leaving my home.
Yes. So she has to leave. They move into the marital house that they were about to. Like, she has her dress. Like, I think they sent out invitations. Like, it's like a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you got as far as the bachelor and bachelorette party, right. Like, it's not far away.
Correct, yeah. So, then we have Miles, who is, I can't remember the girl's name the best friend. I can't remember her name.
And Priya. You think I'm going to remember?
Anyway, no. But I'm just saying, she doesn't matter.
She's not important to this story, to this funny story.
So, her boyfriend's of 3 years was Miles, and Daphne always heard Peter say negative things about Miles, so she didn't really know him that well. She never really knew the girl that well.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't close friends like she was with Peter. Sorry. So she has nowhere to live. She doesn't know anyone. She's relatively new to this town. She does have a fantastic job. She's a librarian.
I was going
to
say, you have far left out the important fact.
Yes. She's a librarian. She loves to read. She loves this new job. She's just like super happy. So it felt like all of these things in her life were really falling together instead of falling apart like they usually do. And, you know, they come from two very different backgrounds. He's wealthy. He has like a, you know, I don't know the, I don't want to say a fairy tale family life, but it was, you know, pretty good childhood. Her childhood was a little, you know, not terrible. Her mother was really there for her, but she ended up being a single parent because her dad was pretty out of the picture and selfish and seemed like he was just did his own thing and he came back when he wanted to.
Sounds a little like Peter.
Yeah, sure does. Mm-hmm. Yep. So she has some issues from that. And she, I think, really held on to the fact that Peter seemed solid. He came from a solid background. And she thought that,
like, he has a good family. He's, yeah.
So she has nowhere to go. And Miles no longer has a roommate.
Roommate.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, she obviously had a thing for Peter the whole time, right? So
probably was more of a roommate situation.
Yeah. So she moves in with Miles. And I don't know that I should even say much more than that. I think that y'all can figure it out. It's a romance. but it did have, I thought the characters were well developed. I liked Daphne. I liked Miles.
I love Miles.
There was some other characters like Miles' sister who was great. We get point of views of like her mother and her father's current wife who was like,
oh my gosh,
Delulu, like crazy.
Wait, what was
Starshine her?
Starshine.
It was something like that.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah. And then she told her in one part, she was like, you can call me mom if you'd like. No thanks, Starshine. I'm good.
I'll just stick with Starshine.
It was kind of funny because she tells Miles and Miles like, if it makes you feel better, she asked me to call her mom too.
They did have such a cute relationship, yes, though.
They did.
And Miles is just a wonderful lead.
Yeah. And he, just for to kind of get you going, he's a brunette, tall,
handsome.
He works at a winery, like a wine bar. Sorry, not a winery, a wine bar. He's the manager.
He's the food sourcer.
That's correct. Sorry. Yes. He knows where to get everything in town. You want pistachios? He's got a guy.
The best pistachios.
Brie, got a guy.
Or a gal.
I mean, girl, gal. Anyways, it was good. I liked it. It was classic Emily Henry. To me, I know you're probably going to disagree because I don't think we agreed on the last, I don't remember the name of her last novel, but I liked this one more than that one, and I think you really liked that one, and that was not my favorite. I can't remember the name of it.
Well, now I have to look it up because I can't remember if that was my favorite or not.
I don't know that it was your favorite, but you're like, I actually really liked it. It was, and we talked about it because there was, you know, where they don't actually communicate, and if they just would have talked, it would have.
Oh,
and you're like, but I liked it.
A different situation than usual. I agree. Was it Happy Place?
Yes, it was Happy Place.
I did rate Happy Place 5 stars.
Yeah.
I rated Funny Story 4 stars. I really liked it, but it was not my favorite Emily Henry.
Yeah, and that's fine. See, I definitely preferred this over Happy Place. But I 100%, I think my favorite is
People We Meet on Vacation.
No, I like People, but
Book Lovers.
Book Lovers, okay. I think has been my favorite. For sure.
Well,
did you like Happy Place more than Book Lovers?
Well, I can't tell you the answer to that because for some reason on my Goodreads, Book Lovers has no rating, star rating.
Okay.
I don't know what happened there. and I just, you know how my memory is. I have no idea anything about Book Lovers. I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
It's like I've never read it.
But yeah, anyways, it was good. I liked it.
Yeah. I think I like it more now that we've discussed it than like, no, seriously, like when I first finished it, I was like, okay, solid book. But now I'm like, oh yeah, I loved Miles and I loved this and the, yeah.
Well, why don't we talk about the tea?
The delicious tea.
So good.
That's no longer delicious because we left the tea bags in too long and now it's bitter.
For those of you just starting out drinking delicious tea, if you leave a tea bag in too long, steeping, it makes it bitter.
Specifically, do not do that with Plum Deluxe. We have discovered and failed to learn from our mistakes that it will get bitter.
We're just really excited about books and we just can't take the time to take the tea bag out.
I mean, honestly, who can be bothered?
Why don't we have a tea bag remover?
That would be amazing.
Yes. Once we make it large and big and...
We'll hire a tea bag remover.
We probably should call it something else because that could be... We might get some really weird...
Please come remove our tea bags.
We can't say that either. There's some way that we're going to get some really weird resumes.
Even if we call it something that sounds normal.
The tea bag itself is a bad term. So I think that that could be construed as something
weird. How about
just
a tea attendant?
Yes.
We'll just hire a tea. Yes. They can make the tea for us too.
Yes.
Oh, I'm liking this position. Yes. Let's flesh it out a little bit more, but later.
Off the air.
Yes. So today's tea... Please, friends, give us feedback on whether you prefer sane and normal Jamie and Marissa or delirious and out of their minds Jamie and Marissa.
If you prefer the latter, we will try to no longer sleep.
Just for you. Plum Deluxe is Picard Black. I don't know why I'm still talking in that voice. But anyway... It's black tea with orange peels, blue cornflowers, cinnamon chips, bergamot oil, and pecan essence.
It's delicious.
Very, very, very good.
Very good. Yum.
Until it got bitter. And I'm still drinking it anyway.
Yeah. But those first couple sips were quite delicious. We also have a little shout out to Mom. Everyone's mom.
Shout out to Mom.
Therese, Tezzy, as my children call her. Thank you for the muffin cookies. They're these little chocolate chip cookies that she made into little bitty muffins.
And they're adorable.
They go really well with our tea.
And they are delicious.
Yeah.
And they are much appreciated because I had zero breakfast.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the show notes for the full list of books we discussed today. You can find that in your podcast app or on our website, inkdrinkerspodcast.com.
And please support us by subscribing anywhere you listen to podcasts and leaving a review. You can find us on Instagram and on Twitter at inkdrinkerspod.
Cheers.